With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Washington wine growers had a close call recently when Eastern Washington was hit with a short-lived quick freeze that gave them their first test in winter conditions. WSU's Linda Wyford says happily no cold damage was reported to grapevines for several nights of near zero temperatures in mid-December.
The growers start taking precautions in late August where they start holding back on the amount of water that they give to the vines, so that the vines start acclimating and not growing so quickly, with the hope that by the time it starts getting really cold, they will be in full dormancy and they'll have full cold hardiness, so they'll be more resistant to cold temperatures.
Wyford says all 48,000 plus acres of wine grapes in Eastern Washington managed to pass the frigid test well below the normal lows of 24 degrees.
I think at this point they're really relieved, because the big concern at this time of the year is always, are the vines cold hardy enough to withstand temperatures below zero? And we know now that they are. So if it does drop to minus 10 in January, they'll be okay.
Wyford says that means most varieties should be able to withstand temps this time of year between 8 and 15 below. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.